Now, Chris says that he's not a danger to children anymore because of the help he's received from STOPSO, Specialist Treatment Organisation for the Prevention of Sexual Offending, which was founded by Juliet Grayson. Juliet, we've had some comments through about this. The first comment, I'm guessing, is something you hear quite a lot of, and it comes from Ian in Walsgrave, who says he listened to the whole of the interview with Chris. And he says people like him should be locked up and the key thrown away, or just hang them.
Yes, I do hear that. And, you know, that's fine until it's your brother or your father or your son. And actually, that's one way to look at things. But really, as a society, we need to help these people. You know, over 700 people have come forward to STOPSO asking for help. It's they know that what their desires are inappropriate. And surely we need to offer the help when they're asking for it and help them to remain law abiding as a child protection issue. That's what this is all about, is keeping children safe. And that's what STOPSO is there for, to keep children safe.
You have 700 people who've come to you and say that I have these feelings and they need help. I don't know how comfortable I'd be about sort of seeing them off into the world. Do you see what I mean? About knowing that they're out there without informing anyone. Presumably this is a confidential service. If somebody comes to you asking for help, are you obliged to inform anyone that they're out there and tell the police or anything like that?
We follow the legal guidelines. We're not obliged to inform if someone has troubling thoughts and they haven't committed any offence. No, we're not obliged to inform about that.
Well, you've only got their word for it. So they've come to you and said to you that they're attracted to children and you're happy to see them out in the world without informing.
Well, the question is, what's going to protect children most? If we don't provide this service, so in the part, what lots of people have said to us is, I went to try and find help and I couldn't find any. And so I was left with my desires. And that's come from people who are now in prison and did go on to act out. Surely we need to be, rather than shutting the stable door after the horse has bolted, we need to be going upstream. These people are in our society. Whether or not we want them to be, they are in our society. So if they're getting therapy, if they're getting effective help, that has to be better than doing nothing, which is the alternative.
I can see that. And Jez has been in touch and he said, fair play for tackling such a difficult topic. The bottom line is we need to protect children. What STOPSO is doing is great.
Exactly.
But they need to go further. Now, you're giving that therapy by your own... What did you say it was? It's 40 sessions on average. While those sessions are going on, somebody's at the beginning of trying to help themselves. They're still out there. They're still attracted to children. You're not obliged to tell anybody about them. So if they haven't had the full complement of help, assuming that sorts the problem out, potentially they could still be a danger. I'm asking how you reconcile that.
The way I reconcile it is I would rather be offering help to someone who's asking for help than just leaving them in society, abandoned, alone and isolated, which puts them at a greater risk. The more they can come and talk about it, the more they can come and share their thoughts and their feelings, and the more they can get support to remain non-offending, as I say, that has to be better than doing nothing. The reoffending rates for sex offenders are very, very low. For a burglar, for theft, the reoffending rate is 42%. What do you think it is for a sex offender to commit another sexual offence?
Genuinely no idea.
What would you guess? So theft is 42%.
I don't know. Well, it's 25.
It's between 2 and 3%.
Really? Wow.
Yes. So, you know, there are a lot of facts around this that people don't know. And if we can get these facts out, that actually the reoffending rate for a sex offender to commit a further sexual offence is as low as that. I think most people would have said 70%.
And is that because the prison system works?
To be honest, I don't think it is, because many sex offenders, when they get put into prison, don't get any help. Some of them do if they get a long sentence, but they have to have a sentence of at least 6 months before they get any help in prison. So many people get put away in prison for a short sentence and then come out and haven't had any help at all. But, and SOPSO's very happy to work with them too.
But they're not reoffending. You just said they're not reoffending.
What we have to do, what society has to do, is realise that we have to help people before they commit the first offence.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's right, most of them aren't reoffending. So we have to go upstream and stop people from crossing that line in the first place, just as we did with Chris.
I see that, but you just said the reoffending...
has managed not to cross that line.
Sorry, you said the reoffending levels are really low. But then you said people in prison aren't getting help. So why are the reoffending levels so low?
I think partly it's the shock of getting caught and the shame of getting caught.
Right, so that works.
Well, I think it has a devastating effect.
But it stops them. It stops all but 2% reoffending.
Yeah. So let's try and get to the people who know they want help earlier on, before they've committed an offence. Because every person who's committed an offence, you have the devastating consequences of that for the victim, for the family of the victim. I mean, it's just horrendous. It's lifelong. Those consequences are lifelong. So we have to really stop people before they get started down that whole offending route, as we've managed to do with Chris. And he knows if ever he needed to, he can come back to